Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Bam! What's up, professionally silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and hilarious random things that I find online. Hosted by me, a comedian, YouTuber, trying to survive 2020. So, we've got another friend of mine. Same friend. We brought back EJ. Hey, EJ.
What's up? How's it going, listeners? Thank you for bearing with me once again.
I just like the way he speaks. Like, thank you for bearing with me once again. So last week we discussed horrifying Home Alone stories. It was a creepy-ass episode. I def had to make sure that my windows and my door was locked, because after researching that episode, a bitch got a little paranoid. So if you missed it, no worries. It is still up, my friend, so make sure that you go ahead and check it out. So this week, we're going to talk about something many of us have most likely experienced. Let's talk about hilarious drunken stories. Let's discuss that. EJ, I'm sure you've had a few drunken experiences in your life.
Oh, yeah. More than one. We'll leave it at that.
Same. More than 20 for me. That's at the very least. I think I lost count. Once I hit 21. Yeah. Son of a bitch. But yeah, you know, it's something that we've all been through, and a lot of the best stories start off with, I was so drunk, or dude, I was so wasted, and then the story continues and it's always fucking amazing. Yeah. So we got EJ here. We've got a couple of beers, okay, to set the tone. I'm gonna go ahead and open mine and his, because he has no nails. Let's hear this nice little... Yeah,
right. I bite my nails. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Cheers, man. We're gonna down some Foster's.
That sounded refreshing.
It was. God damn it! It was literally like swallowing liquid gold with a robust.
I don't even know what you just said. If you're trying to sell me beer or food, I'll buy something.
That word sounded so wet.
You just remind me of a server like, oh yeah, the cheese is amazing. It has notes of, I forget. Like, but listen, it's robust.
How much is that cheese?
You started off so eloquently.
I did, until I forgot how to pronounce robust. I was like, it's either a C or a T. We'll just use both. I don't know. All right, so also, guys, later on in this podcast episode, EJ and I each have a drunken story that we are going to share with you. A personal story. You know, a little personal touch on the podcast. You know what I mean? So before we get... Oh, all right. That is the ambulance and the firefighters. Hope they'll get to who they're going to. Let's keep going. All right, so before we do get started, do me a solid and leave me a 5-star and a written review on Apple Podcasts. This will actually help my podcast reach more listeners. I legit check it like 3 times a week. I'm not kidding. I don't know if that's sad or pathetic, but I'm excited as fuck to hear from you guys. So do me a favor and make one of those times I check worth it. you know, but also, ProSilly listeners, you can always catch up on my older episodes and share your thoughts about them on the podcast Twitter and Instagram. And they are both called at It's Pro Silly. ITSPRO and then the word silly. So from now on, the Instagram page will have photos and or videos pertaining to the episodes and the topics that we're discussing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So take a look as you listen along and have some fun. Okay. Also, guys, don't forget, you can call my Google Voice number as well to share your opinions. 805-664-1828. Leave me a message or send me a text. All right. So let's go ahead and get drunk and talk about drunken stories. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I've got a couple of stories here that I found online doing some research here. And EJ has not heard these stories yet, and I've only read them once. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Let's go into the first story. You ready for this, man?
Yeah, I'm licking my chops. Let's do this.
I'm kidding. Oh, I love the random things that come out of his face. All right, so this one...
Sorry.
That was funny as fuck. It says here, once I was drunk and walked into my friend's apartment to crash there. The door was unlocked, so I let myself inside, but no one was home. I noticed the apartment looked different, but thought maybe they redecorated. So I decided to just get into her bed and go to sleep. But I drank so much that I ended up throwing up all over the room. After cleaning myself up and borrowing some clothes from her closet, I finally went to sleep. But when I left the next morning, I found out that my friend had been wondering where I was all night. Apparently, the apartment I slept in wasn't hers. Nope, I threw up in a random stranger's room, borrowed a random stranger's clothes, and fell asleep in a random stranger's bed. Yeah, it's like the drunk Goldilocks.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, at least there aren't any bears that live there. That bitch would have gotten eaten up.
Yeah. That's I have no words.
Mom, she's throwing up on my rug.
Devour her. That bitch is now dinner.
She ate all the porridge.
Yeah, oh no, this is vomit, my bad. That's ridiculous. Okay, so let's go into the next story. It says, oh, this is great. I was drunk and horny. As many people usually are.
The two go hand in hand.
Yeah, they usually do. I was drunk and horny and wanted to lure a guy I was hooking up with to my dorm. So I split an Oreo in half, licked the two sides, stuck them to my nipples, and texted him a hot selfie of my cookie tits. He didn't respond, so I passed out, mad at him. When I woke up, I still hadn't heard from him, but I did have a text from my grandma saying, "You're a snack." That's when I realized I totally fucked up and somehow texted her by accident. What? That would never be the response my grandmother would have given me.
Yeah, she probably would have asked me to go to church or something. Yeah. My grandma doesn't go to church. I'm lying.
I mean, you know, stereotypically, grandmas are supposed to be all sweet and innocent, real good at baking things, you know.
Yeah.
But this grandma's like, "You're a snack." And then she spelled, "You're right." It's definitely YOU'RE. Go ahead, grandma. Grammar's important. Grandma, was it grammar or the grandma?
Grandma.
Get drunk and say that five
times
fast.
That sounds like a terrible children's show. Grandma Grammar.
Oh my god, I would never want to watch that. I don't fucking know. Betty White?
Someone British.
Somebody British. Oh, we can ask Susan.
Holy shit, that's a good idea. I don't want to make that show. Fuck grandma.
Grandma. Boring. Let's go into the next story here. We've got a tweet that I found here, and it says, passed out in Panama City. Boyfriend woke up to me peeing on his suitcase, asked me what the fuck I was doing, and I yelled at him, "Shut the fuck up and get out of the ladies' room." We're married now.
Holy shit. That's funny as fuck, because I actually had a roommate in college who accused us of pissing on his shoes. Repeatedly, night after night, when we first moved into, like, an off-campus apartment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we were like, "What the fuck, man? Like, we don't even go to your room." And personally, he wasn't much of a friend to me, so I didn't give a shit. I was never in his room. But we found out later that he like had some like some stuff going on in his head, and he was actually the one doing it. Like, he was like one of those people who should not drink alcohol
along
like,
with the, whatever medication he has. Yeah,
and but yeah. I mean, nothing against you if you have something like that going on, obviously.
Yeah, but don't blame me for pissing in your shoes.
Yeah, don't blame me for pissing in your shoes. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
I never even went in your room.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. If you're listening to this podcast, you son of a bitch.
I don't give a fuck. This guy definitely voted for Donald Trump.
That bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, here. Let's cheers. Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck him.
Foster's beer. Please sponsor me. Okay. Let's do it. We got ourselves another drunk story here. It says here, after a long day and night of drinking, I woke up in bed and went to grab my phone. It wasn't there, but there was a piece of toast in its place. After looking around the house for the phone, I found it in the microwave covered in melted cheese. That is cringy as fuck.
Mom, I microwave my phone again. This time it has cheese on it.
This time. Last time it was like guacamole. Yeah. I tried to put it. It's the perfect fit for the toaster. I don't understand the problem.
Love my phone with guacamole.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that was dumb as hell.
Yeah, you're just fucking stupid. You do that drunk or not drunk.
You're... Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if that was an iPhone, jeez, that was in 2018, so it could have been an iPhone. Yeah,
I'll admit, one time my girlfriend did almost burn down our house by leaving chicken nuggets in the oven overnight, but that's... I feel like that's more acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, at least it wasn't your iPad or something, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
At least.
You can just throw those chicken nuggets away, but yeah. Replacing a phone, that's...
Yeah, I was just glad nothing happened. I just woke up and I was like, oh, the oven's on, that's weird. I was like, oh, it's a bunch of burnt chicken nuggets, and that was that.
Was she drunk or just tired?
She was drunk.
Ah, sweet. Yeah. Listen, B, for listening to this, EJ told us that on his own volition.
Sorry, you didn't say your name.
Yeah, neither did I, technically.
You thought about it.
I did. Alright guys, we're going to drink some more of this beer, and we'll be right back. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, you might want to go ahead and take a listen to this this dope-ass ad that I created myself. Okay. And it's a great way of starting your own podcast. All you need is just your phone and your wit. Yeah. And if you don't have wit, good luck. I'm such an asshole.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by two besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGDPodcast or visit our website, ISGDPodcast.com.
Welcome back, listeners. So I'm sure you guys heard that promo with the I Said Goddamn podcast. They are hilarious. Check out those funny bitches. They're so funny. They talk about murder and make it okay. I love it. I'm a true crime addict, EJ would tell you. It also makes me very paranoid and very gullible and sometimes even stupid. Oh, it totally does, man.
Don't be so down on yourself. You're more aware of your surroundings than most people.
I'm too aware of my surroundings.
I guess that's true. That is a problem for some people.
Yeah, because how many times we'll be having a conversation and I just randomly stop to look around like, hey, who's... Yep. Where's everyone?
You do get spaced.
Yeah, I do. I'm like checking out. I know what's going on, damn it. I'm going to know.
Yeah.
Like, there's like a guy down the street wearing a pink hat. He stands about 6'5", 215 pounds to be exact.
Man, cool hat.
Yeah, I do that.
That's really what you do.
Yeah, I do randomly give random strangers compliments that they didn't expect. So there's, hey dude, I like your fucking belt, that's fire. Thank you.
Yes, that's basically how it goes.
Yeah, that's just what I do, man. So if I see you in the streets, make sure you're looking nice, I'll say something.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, EJ, mm-hmm. why don't you go ahead and share the story, your drunken story? Because, guys, last podcast during the Home Alone stories, I told you a little bit about a friend of mine who had other friends. It was a guy who, like, broke into their house, and they didn't know who he was, so they kicked the shit out of him. So, EJ, that was the friend. He's going to fill us in on the details. I like to say details. It's more fun than details.
Details. Yeah, details sounds way more
right?
fun.
Right? It sounds like, I'm smart or something.
It elevates.
Yeah. on the details. I also like to say scheduling.
Scheduling? Yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Like the British, schedule. Hey, let me check my schedule.
My schedule.
Like, what'd she say yesterday? Garage. What was it?
Garage, yeah.
We have a friend of ours who's British, and I was on my Instagram story the other day, and I was like, this is my British friend, say something British. And she's like, I've got to get my car from the garage. And I was like, what? from the garage.
From Gary. I think that's what she said.
From the garage or something. Yeah. I can't remember now. God damn it. It was great, though. It was a good moment, man. But yeah, tell us about your drunken experience with kicking some ass.
So, I wasn't drunk in this story. We'll say that. I was just having a normal night. Normal Friday night, didn't go out and party, didn't do nothing. I'll preface it with this with saying I was in college, Temple University.
Woo!
Cool school, but if you know anything about that school, there's a bunch of ignorant white people who go to that school.
I would like to add that ignorant white people are everywhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways. This story centers around an ignorant white person, not myself. I'm just a different ignorant white person. But anyways, I was at Temple University, North Philadelphia. I was I had a house where I lived in the basement, basically, and rent was way cheaper than Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it was pretty cheap. But I was living in the basement, and I was just minding my own business, going to bed one night. Smoking some weed, listening to some records as I did back then, and still do now. Shouldn't say that. But anyways, I was I had the lights off, but I had records like playing kind of low, just so I could like fall asleep to it, kind of. And I was in my boxer shorts, and
This story took a left turn.
Anyways, the neighborhood I lived in, it was a lot of. Basically just like kids who would have college parties like all the time, so you just hear kids like partying next door to you for till like the break of dawn essentially. It was madness. But anyways, I'm asleep and I hear something upstairs, which is weird because like my other roommate went to bed like pretty early, and I like hear him like walking out, so I'm like, huh, it's like 1 a.m. this is kind of like odd. But anyways, he's walking towards the front of the house, and I just hear someone, like, banging or something. And if I could hear it... Oops, sorry, I burped.
Hey, man, but anyways, that's what beer does. Yeah!
But anyways, if I could hear someone knocking on the door from down in my basement, that's fucking crazy. And it's probably a drunk person or a crazy person.
Yeah, it's loud as shit. You're in the bottom level of the house.
I, like, kind of, like, am fully aware of this, even though I'm stoned as shit and listening to music, but at a very low volume, so I can still fall asleep. So, anyways, my roommate, he's a pretty big dude, and he had just gotten up from sleeping.
Big, like, tall, or big, like, what?
Big, tall, muscular man, and he was, like, must have been kind of sleepy or something, because I don't know why the fuck he opened the door, but he opened the door, and some dude, I wasn't here, I didn't see this, so some dude supposedly pushed past him and just kind of like pushed him onto the ground. And let me say, this guy was huge. I'm 6'6" and 220 pounds, and this dude was probably a couple inches shorter than me and maybe had 100 pounds on me.
Jesus Christ.
And this dude just bowled over my roommate like it was nothing. And I just hear like some, it just sounds like a commotion, a fight or something. Like my roommate just falls over. He's like super out of it, doesn't really know what's going on. Next thing I know, I just hear on the stairs of the basement, this dude, just huge dude, just like running like straight for near where my room is, and I'm just
holy shit.
Oh fuck.
Well, yeah.
I'm like,
God damn it.
I thought we were getting robbed. I've been in situations where I've been robbed before, and like crazy shit has happened.
Being
it's
robbed.
Not fun, especially when it gets violent.
I don't know if you guys have ever been robbed before, but it fucking sucks. I'm super against being robbed. Just throwing that out there.
It sucks. But anyways, this guy, like, I could hear him coming straight from my room, and I had a giant room. So I basically had like a ton of space to move around if I needed to, and I just like stood right by the door because I was
just
like,
waiting.
I had the door.
This sounds like a goddamn movie.
I had the door closed, and this dude just like knocks on the door super loud, and I'm just standing there in the dark in my boxer shorts.
Stoned
as shit, and just like I'm like ready to go.
I have a question.
When
you said you're listening to records, I can't help but wondering, because I want to get this whole picture in my head. What were you listening to? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure I was listening to, like, jazz music.
So this so we got the 6'6" dude in his boxers in the dark listening to jazz music, waiting for some huge dude to come through any moment. That's the weirdest picture I've ever.
I didn't know he was huge till I saw him, but basically this dude knocks a couple times and bursts through the door, and I give myself enough room to be like super close to the door so I can hit someone if they come in, but also not close enough to where they'd hit me first.
Right.
So this guy just like doesn't see me at all. The lights are still off, and I just like lunge forward at him and push him to the ground, just punch him in the head a couple times. And then I'm like, holy shit, that was super easy, because I see how huge this dude is. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then I see what he's dropped on the floor of my door, of my like room, and it's just a full, if you live on the East Coast, I think, it's Vladimir Vodka. I believe it's like $8 for a handle, and this dude has dropped an open handle of vodka on the floor that he's presumably drank.
All of it. Holy shit. He was drunk off his fucking ass.
This dude was drunk off his ass. So I turn the light on because this dude's kind of like, he's almost like crying or something. I'm like, what the fuck? This is so weird. I hope this isn't like one of my friends or something, but like, I turn the light on. It's just some fucking drunk frat dude, and he is like shitting his pants. Like, he was so fucking
literally.
No, he was he was so scared of me. By this point, my other roommate, who is a big dude, who'd got pushed over this dude,
is
so
down
he's
there now,
fucking pissed off.
Well, yeah,
he's also in he's like in pajama bottoms with no shirt on, so we're both like basically half naked.
Well, yeah, it's fucking 1 a.m.
my friend comes down before this guy's like trying to talk to me, and I'm like legit listening to him to see what's going on. I didn't know that my friend had gotten like knocked over, but I assumed something. My friend just comes in, starts wailing on this dude, punching him in the head, punching him in the stomach, kicking him, all this
shit.
I'm just like, all right, whatever, this is weird. And this guy's like, why are you doing this? And we're like, what? Like, what the fuck? You broke into our house, basically, and, like, you assaulted one of us and got your ass beat by both of us already, and you're the one asking all these questions. So we kind of, like, let him get up because we're like, this is so weird. This dude needs to explain himself, you know what I mean? And this dude immediately goes, the first thing out of his mouth was, why are you here? We're like, it's our fucking house, you moron. So my friend hits him again. And then he just goes, oh, he's like, what's going on? Like, he you could tell something was up. Like, he was in the wrong place, basically. But still, he had broken into our house. So he's trying to explain himself. Oh, you don't live here. This is my friend's room. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, look at all this shit. I have, like, records and everything going on. And he was just quickly realized it was not his friend's room. So I'm just like fucking just like so pissed off at this point. And then this dude has the audacity. He's like, you guys like jumped me, basically. Like, he's like trying to start problems. So this dude is like about to hit us, and we like, I just like spring into action. We just like kick the shit out of this dude, essentially. So we're in a basement, so we have to like usher him up the stairs. So we're legit like just like in back of him, trying to push this dude, trying to get him out of the apartment. Big drunk dude. And we had to We had to hit him and kick him several more times because he was not cooperative. You could tell he was getting a little hostile. So we finally get the dude out of the house. Long process. Probably took about 10 minutes of us arguing back and forth, us saying, no, it's not your fucking friend's house, because he still thought it was his friend's house.
That's fucking funny. So how long do you think from the time he got into the house when he finally realized where the fuck he was? How long do you think
He didn't. So this is the best part of the story. We get him out of the house, and he's just standing on our front porch, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? Go away. What is
We've
wrong
already
with
beat
this
your
guy?
Ass.
Yeah,
why are you...
We beat your ass. We threatened you already. Mind you, we're not the kind of people who will just, like, fight you for no reason. You know?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, we were really pissed off. And this guy has the audacity to go outside, and we just, like, are standing right there watching him out the window, and he makes a phone call. And you can just hear his friend because it's on speakerphone. And his friend is like, dude, where are you, man? He's like, and he's like, dude, I'm at your house. He's just like, I just got jumped, man. he was like, your roommates jumped me or something. And I'm just like, I hear the dude go, what? Like, no, like, we're having a party. He's like, did you go to the right apartment? And the dude just like looks next door and he's like, oh my God. He's just so dumbfounded he got to the wrong place. I mean, of course he did. This dude was drunk as shit. He was belligerent as fuck. And he realizes it's next door. And then, like, he's just trying, on the phone still, trying to get his friends to come beat us up in our own house. When we just kicked your ass because you broke into our house.
So, I'm drunk. Yeah. You beat my ass. Come over here and help me fight
that,
you.
That, like, college student mentality, man.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, not college student. Entitled college student.
Just stereotypically of the college student drunk frat guy mentality.
But, yeah, I was not drunk at all for that, so it was a great time.
You know, because, you know, I was saying when we talked about that in the Home Alone story, I was like, yeah, the dude was probably so fucked up, he barely felt any of that. But I guarantee the next morning he was like, holy fuck.
No, he took it like a... he, like, complained a lot in the beginning, but then he was, like, taking it like a champ. And he, like, did at least get some hits in on us, but for the most part we just wrecked him.
I mean, like, with reason. I mean, he broke into your house. Fuck,
that'd
that
be
guy
one of, like, the few things I'd beat someone up over.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh man, EJ, thank you so much for sharing that drunken story.
You're
even
welcome.
Though it wasn't your drunken story, but it still happened. Yeah. And you were there.
Whoever's drunken story that is, I'm sorry I beat you up, but you deserved it.
Yo, 6'6" at 220 pounds. Buddy's got the reach of a goddamn eagle, okay?
A majestic albatross.
God damn it.
I can also kick someone in the face if I wanted to.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? He came real close to doing that the other day, actually. Holy shit.
I did.
So yesterday morning, guys, now neither one of us were drunk, but the person that this occurred with us was. So yesterday morning, we're sitting outside and EJ's having a smoke, right? And this random asshole who I have actually asked to leave from the property many, many times, because, you know, I do property management as my day job. Anywho, this guy, like a year or so ago, called me the N-word. Yeah, nigger, said that. And that kind of pissed me off. Then he got in my face. So, of course, I was like, no, this is not how this is going to go down. So I pushed his ass onto the ground, on his ass, literally. And he's looking up at me, confused as fuck, like, how are you gonna touch me? Because you're a drunken racist.
You deserve it, buddy.
Yeah, dude. So yesterday, you know, fast forward to yesterday, Buddy is sitting on the property drinking a beer. I don't even think it's 9:30 in the morning
yet. It was like
yet.
8 in the morning. We were both working.
Yeah, it was early as shit. And he was already, like, pretty much gone for the rest of the day, I feel like. He was pretty fucked up. Mm-hmm. And he comes up. Well, actually, I hear somebody make a noise over there, and I didn't realize that's who it was. I was going to go over there and be like, hey, man, because it's an area where a lot of sometimes people like to get drunk there and smoke and just chill out for there. Yeah. And normally, I don't mind. Little thing, throw the trash away because there's, like, a dumpster right next to you. Just throw that shit away.
It's whatever. Just throw your trash
away. Throw your trash away. Anywho, I realized it was him, and I got pissed off because I was like, oh, yeah, you're the dude that called me a nigger. Yeah, you got to go. You can't be here. here. Yep. And he's like, well, I got a question. Why you don't like me? Because you call me a nigger. I don't like that. You know?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I feel that's a good reason not to like someone. I feel like if there's ever well, if every reason not to like someone, that's it. So then he's like, well, you pushed me down the last time. Yeah, because you called me the N-word. And he's like, well, I should call the police and tell them you threatened my life or some shit like that.
Threatened to kill me.
Threatened to kill me, yeah. And so I'm thinking to myself, fucking call him.
Yeah,
do
right
this.
Now.
Call him right now, you drunken piece of shit. You know, and so at this point, I'm thinking EJ is like on like near the steps, like a good 6 feet or more behind me. I thought.
Was like 10 feet away.
Yeah, you're pretty far. But then the dude that's like, you know, the drunk asshole, he looks up and says, "I don't want no problems, man." So I turn around and I look up because at first I'm like, "Who the fuck is he talking to?" And I realize EJ is standing behind me once again at 6'6". I'm 5'7", so when he's that close behind, I gotta look up. You know what I'm saying? You know, standing behind me like a sequoia. Just strong and sturdy. And I forget exactly what you said, but you were like, yeah, something like,
it was when he said he'd call the cops because you were threatening to kill him, and I said, go ahead. I was like, go ahead, I'll beat the fucking shit out of you right here, right now.
Before the cops get here, or something like that. He's like, I don't have a problem with you, buddy, or something like that. He's like, but I have a problem with you. I try to sound like you.
I mostly left it at that, but this guy's like trying to be buddy-buddy with me, because I'm white. And he's just like, we don't have a problem. We very much did have a problem.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I got friends. Bring them.
Yeah. You can do anything you want in this life. Just don't call my friend the N-word.
Yeah, that's rude. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Thanks for having my back, bro.
No problem.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy.
That's funny as fuck. Because EJ already knew that I didn't need his help physically. But the fact that he, you know, stood up for me at that moment was pretty fire. Because let's be honest, so what's going on in the world right now? Calling the cops on anybody black, whether it's real, like a real problem or not, could end up in that black person's death. So the fact that he stood up for that, if the cops did come, thank God I had my white friend to talk to the cops when they came up. So, but luckily it didn't get that far. But that... That was some shit there, man.
That was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit.
I was pissed off all day.
I had forgotten about it because I'm so used to that kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
EJ was literally stewing about that the entire day, and I saw him later on the day. He's like, man, I've been thinking about what happened this morning all day. I'm like, what are you talking about? I had already forgotten about it.
Basically.
You know, but I love you for that, bro. That was pretty fire.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, guys. We're going to take a short break real quick because I want to drink some more beer without you hearing it. And then I've got a couple of more stories to share with you and one of my own drunken stories. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right? I scare you? I probably did. All right.
Not me.
I did.
A little, but...
Ah, shit. So, I've got a couple more stories to share with you guys. This one's really interesting. It says, my friend got so drunk last night, we went to the tattoo shop across the street, and he got the name Brad, tattooed in his armpit, so he now has a Brad Pitt tattoo.
That's pretty tight.
It's kind of creative when you think about it. So I'll be sure to put the photo of this tattoo on the Instagram page. You don't want to miss that. Good Lord. So here's another fun story here. It says, one time I got drunk with an old teacher from high school, and apparently at some point during the night, I raised my hand and asked him if I could use the bathroom.
That's funny.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, it was always so weird seeing your teacher outside of school.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, don't you live there? What are you doing?
It's like seeing a ghost. You're like...
It is. It's so weird. Yeah. I remember the first teacher I had a crush on, Miss Yarn. Miss Yarn, that's right. Yeah, I was in the 8th grade, Adamson Middle School. What's up, Georgia? You know what I'm saying? And she just walked around with her hair on down and stuff, looking cute. And I used to raise my hand to ask her questions, like stupid shit all the time. Like it was a history class, so I ask her math questions. Like it made no sense.
You were trying there.
I was trying so hard, but I don't know, apparently she wasn't into like 12-year-old girls, whatever. What a bitch.
teachers, you probably shouldn't date your students, especially
yeah, don't
if you're
do that.
High school and under.
Yeah, don't do that. Stop, don't do that. Here's another fun drunken story here. It says here, I came home plastered one night. You know, that's a word that we don't use enough,
nah.
Plastered.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that. I'm so plastered, bruh, you know?
Yeah.
I came home plastered one night and decided to make spaghetti. Oh, I love spaghetti. That sounds good as fuck.
Spaghetti drunk is good as shit, especially if you got some meatballs.
Oh, man. I love meatballs. People don't, you know what? You don't get meatballs enough. We've gotten lazy. We only do meat sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it, but make some balls.
I like the full-on meatballs.
Yeah, I want to put my fork in the ball and I want to bite into that shit. You know, you okay?
Some hot balls.
Yeah, some hot balls. I was talking about biting balls. I want to make sure you're all right.
I don't care.
Balls. All right, so I came home plastered one night, and I decided to make spaghetti. It wasn't until the next morning that I realized I'd strained the pasta with my pet's dirty pooper scooper, which I thought was a colander. That is disgusting.
I hope you didn't need that shit.
I think that they probably did.
Oh.
How does that look like a colander?
Yeah.
Those things are round, right? I thought.
Yeah.
Pooper scoopers look like little tiny shovels with holes in them.
Totally. I mean, she must have been pretty plastered.
I would say so, because there's no way you're going to fit an entire box of spaghetti inside of a pooper scooper.
There's no fucking way.
I mean, how big was her dog? We also don't know that. You know,
might have been one of them teacup dogs.
That's disgusting. Yeah, if I hope you're listening to this. If you are, random person story that I found online, brush your teeth every day, all the time, just continuously, because you are walking around with like dog shit breath. It's not even. It's just. It's wrong, and it's just wrong.
Please. I thought you were going to be like, if you're listening to this, sorry we made fun of your drunk story, but
brush your fucking teeth. No, we've all had drunken moments. She decided to fucking share it online. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. Drunk people aren't trying to brush their teeth.
I want to taste the vomit from yesterday. All right, here's another story that I found online, and then I'll share with you my drunken story. So it says here, I was drunk while dancing at the club after too much Alizé. Yeah, they was at a black club. There's no way that they weren't Alizé.
I don't even know what that is.
My point proven. All the rappers be drinking on that Alizé. That was like, what, early 2000s, I think it was popular. So she was drinking too much Alizé when I slipped on a spilled drink and took out four women and one woman's weave. Yeah, totally at a black club, like I said. The rest of the night, all I heard was, that's the white girl that slipped in the Henny and tore out Chandra's weave.
She's going to be remembered forever.
Yeah, there was Henny on the floor. It was definitely a black club. So, that's where the Henny be. That's my shit. I'm not going to lie. I love me some Henny. Rude. May that be the stereotypical drink of choice. I don't give a fuck. It's delicious. I love it.
Yeah. One of my best friends from high school, Alex Young, if you're listening, that dude would bring a full bottle of Henny to every hangout. And we appreciate you for it, Alex.
We can tell. First and last name. We appreciate you. That's a really common name. It's probably a lot of people
with that
name.
It's super common. It's like a super Korean name.
Would you happen to have his social security number so that we can
go ahead?
Damn.
We can like bleep it out in the edit.
Right, yeah, because I edit. He'll be fine. Listen, if there's anything that you want to be known for, Alex, is that you bring the Henny. I'm glad I know who
he's
are.
He's a pharmacist now. He's making that money.
Oh, he brings a Henny and he got the drugs. All right.
Yeah, synthesize me some drugs.
These beers are doing wonderful things in my brain currently.
Fuck yeah. It's a nice Tuesday.
It is a lovely Tuesday.
Going up on the Tuesday.
Yeah, you turn up on a Tuesday, bitch. You guys are going to hear this on Friday thinking we're turning up on Friday, but no, it's Tuesday afternoon. It's
finished with work.
Yeah.
It's like 4 p.m.
Hey, in our defense, we started around 3.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I tell you what, guys. I'm glad to be here, drunk with you, or not even drunk, just nice little tipsy feeling. It's like a film of tips. like a film of tipsiness, if that makes sense. I haven't really eaten since this morning, so this beer's hitting me kind of hard.
I didn't understand that.
I realized what I said, and I was like, none of that made sense. I should probably explain my current situation.
Retract yourself.
You better retract yourself! All right, guys, check it out. Elevator music. I gotta take a shit. There is one thing that I like about Chinese food is that it's always good, whether you get it the day of or eat it the next day. It doesn't matter. Sober, drunk, it's the best.
It's the best.
Oh, this shit's recording. Hey, guys! We're having a very deep conversation about Chinese food. I'm going to keep that in. Yeah. I like that. So, guys, if there's anything that you took from this podcast episode, it's alcohol creates amazing stories to share. That's the only. No, but seriously, drink responsibly, blah blah blah. Try not to be stupid.
If you have a problem, talk to your friends, talk to your family.
Listen, Talkspace, you should really sponsor me. This would be a good moment to shout you out. Therapy on the phone. Check into that. All right, so professionally silly life rules, guys. This episode was fun. It was random. I got tipsy. It was great. EJ came to join us. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, no problem.
You know what I'm saying?
It was easy.
It was easy. I want to thank my beer for joining this episode as well. You made it so much more fun. Oh, someone's at the door. Can you grab that? That's weird. Someone's at the door. Don't know who it is. While I'm recording. I see who it is. Who is it?
Hey, what's up, man? Is this your drill?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He left his drill.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry about that.
I was wondering who the fuck was knocking at my door after 2:00. Yeah, dude, there was this guy who was putting in some internet for one of my tenants recently, and he left this huge expensive drill with a drill bit the size of like the size of fucking someone's arm. It's ridiculous.
It was like something like a cartoon dentist would have.
Yeah. Like, how do you forget
this thing
that?
Was fucking huge.
How do you forget that? We're keeping all that in. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, I want to shout out to BoredPandem.com and BuzzFeed.com for the drunken adventures that we just discussed. Woo! Drunk stories. Love that. If you're new to this podcast, I hope that you return even after hearing this episode. I hope that you decide to come back anyway. And if you are a returning listener, dude, thank you so much for understanding my weird and still returning. That's awesome. Because I'm pretty strange.
Got that right.
Yeah! There's more of us than there are of you normies. That's all I got to say. But do me a favor, guys. Share this podcast with every human form of life that you come across. I feel like it's not asking a lot, honestly. You know, tell as many people as you can, because, you know, doing that does allow people to discover my podcast on Apple Podcasts. So make sure you leave me a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts to help a girl come up in the podcasting world. I feel like I deserve a little bit. So, plus, if you're looking, you know, to support a black creator, bing, bam, boom, bitch, I'm right here.
One-stop shop.
One-stop shop, some bitch.
And she's got YouTube channels.
And I've got YouTube channels, yeah. Professionally Silly and Paranormal Blacktivity. I feel like you understand what's going on with the Paranormal Blacktivity. Yeah, we discuss taxes and ghosts. Also, guys, don't forget, if you have any stories that you want to share on this podcast, maybe you've got a drunken story or two to share, we can definitely do another episode of this. EJ, would you like to come back and do more drunk stuff?
Why not?
Sweet! Yeah. Shit's cool. Tight.
Yeah, shit's tight.
Be sure to email me your stories, no matter what the subject title is. It doesn't matter, because I cover a lot of random, interesting things on this podcast. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be whatever you want. You can also be anonymous, so make sure you let me know in the email if you don't mean to say your name. All right? Make sure you follow this podcast on Instagram and Twitter at itsprosilly. I will have some pictures pertaining to this episode up on the IG page. And don't forget, if you did enjoy this episode or any other episode that I've done, you can always let me know on the Twitter page, and we can have a little talk about that. A little fun. Also, I got a P.O. box too, so if you want to do old school and snail mail a bitch, do that shit. P.O. Box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 90029.
Send my girl some Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
What the fuck is Yu-Gi-Oh?
You don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh is?
Is that like Pokemon, but lame?
Yeah, it's like a knockoff Pokemon.
Oh, so I was right. Okay, yeah. I have heard of that. I think they talked about it on like...
I'm younger than you. It's
yeah, from, he's like 13. It's so weird.
It's from like 2001.
2001? I was in high school.
I was not even 10 years old.
Shut up. Shut up. Get out. Make sure you guys check out the show. Don't send me Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Make sure you guys check out show notes for some bonus information. Like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, the YouTube channels that we discussed earlier. I do it all, baby. I do it all. I was literally about to say, I've got a podcast. You guys should check that out. And also feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. You can do it through the Anchor app, or you can do it through my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. See you next time. Bye. AJ, tell them bye.
See ya.
I said bye.
Bye.
White people never listen to anything. 'm glad you enjoyed the elevator music. It's time to do my drunk story. I literally am recording this after I did my outro. I was like, all right, guys, until next time, blah, 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 and shit. And then AJ's like, dude, you didn't tell your story. I didn't? So I'm gonna go ahead and slide this bitch in there. I should probably just do it at the very end so that I can still listen to the whole thing. Yeah. Anywho, so the drunk story I have was actually my 21st birthday, like many people. But this is a level of drunk I've never knew that I could reach. It was the first time I ever blacked out. The first and only time I've ever had a blackout drunken time.
That's an accomplishment.
It was. I'm proud of myself.
At least you haven't done it again.
No, no.
My 21st birthday, I just drank with my parents. It was chill.
Sweet. Yeah. But your parents are pretty dope, though.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're pretty dope. Excuse me. So what happened was I went to, first of all, my 21st birthday, I literally thought all my friends forgot it was my birthday. I got invited by my buddy Ross that I used to work at Spencer's Gifts, and he was my supervisor at the time. And he's like, hey man, we should go to Chili's and we'll have a birthday thing. I'm thinking, oh, people are going to show up and be like a surprise thing. I get there and it's just fucking Ross. There's no one else there. Oh, no. It's my 21st. I'm thinking, yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know how to plan it. I never turned 21 before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And also, I usually don't celebrate my birthday because it's in the summer. It's June 19th. So when I was growing up, it was summer vacation, so I was usually stuck with my family for my birthday. So I mean, that's not a bad thing, but everyone wants to spend more time with their friends on their birthday. Let's be honest, you know what I'm saying?
I think I purposely avoided it because I was like, I've been 21 basically since I was 18 years old. Thank you, liquor stores in Philadelphia.
Well, dude, you've been 6'6" since you were 12. I mean,
not 6'6", but I've been over 6 feet. Sometimes then.
Good God. Yeah, no, I would be afraid to card you just because you're so massive.
What do you fucking mean me to see my...
Why do you sound like that? You're 10.
Shut the fuck up. I smoke 2 cigarettes a day.
Give me beer.
Give me beer.
So I go to Chili's. Ross is the only guy there. I'm fucking pissed, but I'm also kind of glad that someone wants to spend the time with me too.
Yeah,
but I also kind of annoyed.
That's pretty dope in land.
Yeah, at the end it was kind of cool. Yeah. So we go there. We have a margarita there. You know those Chili's margaritas. You get to keep the little plastic margarita shaker, or you're probably not supposed to keep it, but I did.
You're not supposed to, I don't think.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I've never drank at Chili's. I want to. Hint.
Where, facts, man. I have not seen any Chili's out in Los Angeles. Have you?
I'm pretty sure there's one in K-Town.
Is there? I want to go.
I'm not sure, though.
I really miss those Chipotle, yeah. Honey Chipotle Crispers.
I have a friend who posts a lot of, like, Chili's content. He lives in K-Town. I want
to
say
you have to text that guy and ask him where the fuck he's going. Because I miss Chili's. It's like the East Coast deliciousness.
Yeah, I've never drank there. I've eaten the baby back ribs back in the 90s.
I want your baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say barbecue sauce.
Oh, I don't know. I think I was pretty young when this came out.
I forgot how old he's not. So we're at Chili's. We have our margaritas. And then he's like, hey, let's go to City Market. We're in Savannah, Georgia at this time, by the way. Let's go to City Market. And that's where, like, Wild Wings is. Bar is a bar. I actually worked it at the time. So I was bar backing at the time, and sometimes I would DJ there. And I was learning how to bartend there by watching the bartenders and talking to them and stuff. I never went to bartending school. I just watched and learned. That's how you do it. But anyways, we go to City Market, and the first place we go is to Wild Wings, because I knew everybody that worked there, because Bar was literally on the first floor, and Wild Wings was on top of Bar. So I go in there, and I recognize the cop at the door, because he always does the moonlight shifts there. I forget his name now, but I was like, hey, what's going on, question mark? That's his name now, because I don't remember. I was like, hey, what's going on, question mark? He's like, what's going on, Amber? I see you, man, looking bootylicious. Because bootylicious was really popular at that time. And and so he's like, I was like, yeah, it's my birthday, you know? He's like, oh, how old you turn today? I'm like, 21. He's like, 21? I've seen you drinking in here so many times.
Classic restaurant experience.
Right, dude. And he's like, I actually bought you a few drinks. I'm like, listen, thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah, you know, you're cool, man.
You're cool, bro. It's a good thing I can't remember his name. I don't want to out him. But it was funny as shit. So anyways, the door guy, the cop, who's also working like security or whatever, a few of the bartenders and the owner of the place, and also several random people, all buy me drinks. Mm-hmm. We all get drinks, okay? And then we start bar hopping. And when I say bar, dude, on your 21st birthday, I don't know that I'm the only one, but I definitely mixed everything. I had beer, tequila, Jaeger, whiskey, everything you could think, everything but wine and moonshine.
You had a better 21st than me.
It was fucking insane because I was so pissed. But it turns out once we left there, we left Wild Wings, and then we go to Bar. And all of my friends are inside of Bar, fucked up, waiting for me. I pre-gamed twice, you know, and then I got more drinks there, and then we just started bar hopping. We end up at this place, I think it was called the Railroad or the Train Track or some shit, I forget the name of it.
Sounds like an East Coast bar.
Yeah, totally was.
There's like a bar in every town called like the Railroad
or some shit. It was awesome. Yeah. We go in there, bro, and I'm getting even more drunk. My homegirl, Brooke, she's there. I used to have the biggest crush on her, too. She fucking knew it. It's annoying as fuck. But anyways, she was there, so she buys me some drinks, and we're celebrating. And if it wasn't for her, she saved my life. I stumbled into the men's room and threw up in the toilet. And then I went outside. I was like, I need a glass so I get some air. You know, my breath smelled horrible. It smelled like every liquor ever created.
Possible. You had like I think that people used to call it like the junkyard special. Where
dude.
Mix every drink at fucking Burger King or some shit.
Dude, I could have blew fire that night. I could have. So we go outside the bar, and outside with the area where we're at, all the street is cobblestone in downtown Savannah, a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to walk home when you're fucked up.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's so
There's
hard.
Places in Philly that are like that, in like old cities.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I love historic downtown Savannah. So at this point, I'm outside trying to remember how to breathe on my own. And this guy walks up to me. He's like, hey, you want to get out of here? Go back to my place? And I'm like, yeah. No, it's actually worse than that. I didn't puke everywhere. I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. So I put my arm under his arm, and we start walking away. And my friend Brooke was like, first of all, my friend Brooke was like, Amber, where the fuck are you going? I was like, this gentleman's going to escort me to his humble abode. Something like that.
Yeah.
I was pretty fucked up, but I was trying not to sound drunk. Yeah. So it came off like, just why are you talking like that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And she looks at him, and then she looks at me. She goes, first of all, Amber, you're gay. Second, that dude's homeless, and he's not even wearing shoes. So I try tried to go home.
I would have just
with a homeless man.
I would have just slept it off with this dude. He seemed pretty cool.
Like, well, I mean, probably you would have. You don't have a vagina. Yeah. I don't think he would have wanted to do anything with you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I was drunk as shit, and he fucking knew it. Oof. So Brooke comes up behind me. Brooke is like, I would say like 5'2", 5'3". She's shorter than me. And she's like in shape. Because we used to work at a bar together, and I used to sell shots and shit. I was one of those shot girls. This is back when I was cute.
She was the bouncer.
Actually, I did do some bouncing there, too. I did a lot at that fucking club.
No, I was talking about your friend.
She might as well have been. She was a fucking tough bitch.
Oh, really?
She had Angela Bassett arms. Bitch was like, she was stacked, but like not so stacked it was gross. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was when I worked at this bar called Malone's, because I used to work at Bar Bar, and I worked at Malone's. And Malone's was right on River Street, the very first bar as soon as you get on River Street. It was the best. That's where I met Brooke. And she and I became really good friends. But if it was not for her, my gay drunk ass would have went home with a homeless man with no shoes. Yeah. Thank God.
That probably wouldn't have been fun.
No. I got to say. But thank you, Brooke, for saving. If you're listening to this podcast episode, bitch, I owe you my life.
Yeah.
I could have definitely gotten hepatitis C at the most.
We'll send you something in the mail.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Sounds chill.
Shit, man. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's our final outro. Outro number two.
The real outro.
The real outro. Thanks so much for listening. And I guess I'll you'll hear me in the next one. All right. Take care, guys.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.